The Oneida Nation recently launched its sports betting operation at its main casino in Green Bay. We're discussing what it means for Wisconsin as we join 28 other states where sports betting is live and legal. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. That figure, 28 other states, that's the latest from the American Gaming Association's sports betting map. Are you a sports fan? Are you excited for sports betting now that the Oneida Nation has amended its gaming compact with the state? Should other First Nations follow suit and have it spread to more casinos? 800-642-1234. Chad Foose is Gaming Chief Financial Officer for the Oneida Casino. Chad, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, good morning, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being here. Introduce us, if you will, to the parameters, this new form of gaming in Wisconsin. What can we expect at your casino?
We've recently...
I think we're having some trouble hearing you, Chad. Can you hear us? I think we're having some bandwidth issues here. We're going to switch to Chad to phone so that we're able to hear Chad Foose, who is Gaming Chief Financial Officer for the Oneida Nation. As the United Nation recently, July 1st, came out and said it is launching its sports betting operation at its main casino in Green Bay, amended its compact with the state of Wisconsin. Are you there, Chad?
One second, I'm going to put you up. Sorry, Chad.
We're going to switch to phones here, having a little bit of technical issues. July 1st is when that compact Oneida Nation said they were going to offer sports betting, had amended their compact with the state of Wisconsin. How do you feel about this? Do you like gambling? Do you frequent Wisconsin casinos? What do you think of the addition of sports betting at Oneida Nation gaming properties? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Chad, are you with us now by phone?
I am here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Thanks for bearing with us on those issues with the digital side of things. So explain for us what is in store, what sports betting is, and what Oneida Casino is offering.
Yep. So last week, Tuesday, we did our preliminary launch of our sports bet booking. I believe, as everybody knows, in the state of Wisconsin, the Oneida Nation, Oneida Casino, is the very first casino to go live with sports bet booking. And we're all very excited up here in Green Bay. It's a new endeavor, new business, and we're hoping to capture an audience that we haven't seen at the casino. And it's really promising as far as the excitement over sports bet booking. So we have a lot of excitement from our customers.
What sports can you bet on?
Technical term that we're using is event wagering.
Okay.
Most common known as sports bet booking. So when we look at sports bet booking, we'll be offering all of the professional sports, current day sports, as well as future. We'll be offering all collegiate Division I sports, with the exception of Division I collegiate Wisconsin sports teams. We will not be able to offer bets on those teams.
What about league drafts?
Currently, we are just taking bets on games, so we are new to this endeavor, mm-hmm. and we are just getting our feet wet with this new business, and we are trying to feel out all the different bets and what the customers want. So our bets will mostly be driven by customer demand and with what our scope, working with the state of Wisconsin and our amendment compact, will allow us to do.
So what about the whole realm of fantasy sports and gaming there?
Fantasy sports, just a little bit different than sports bet booking. Fantasy sports, you're typically taking a collective group of individuals and looking at how they're going to perform. With the sports bet booking, we're looking at typically one event and how the outcome is going to look at the end of that event.
Oh, so that's like the straight bet, or I think you call it the money line betting?
Correct. So we'll have a couple of different types of bets. You can bet the straight bet, money line bet. You can bet the over and under. And in the future, we're going to be rolling out a new way to bet. But we're working on that technology right now to make sure that it works and it's going to meet our customer demand.
Yeah,
and that would be our mobile app.
Well, before we get to the app, that's kind of where my eyes glaze over when there are these teasers, props, parlays. There's terminology and ways in this type of wagering that is still a bit confusing to me. Are you offering those types of wagers, or is this still going to be just straight betting?
So we have a different couple of different types of wagerings that you can currently do. So let's kind of start from the ground up.
Okay.
The ways that you can bet is we have a retail betting solution, which is really going up to a human and having human interaction with the cashier and making a bet that way. The second way that we offer bets is we have a standalone kiosk where you simply walk up to a kiosk, very similar to how you would make a transaction on an ATM. It's all touch screen. You can scroll through, pick what sport you want to bet on, pick what game you want to bet on, pick if you want it on that day or if it's a future bet. Once you decide how you want to bet based on the cashier, retail, or the kiosk, then you have a different couple of different bets you can make. Obviously, a straight up bet. I would like to see the Chicago Bears beat the Minnesota Vikings, so you'd bet on the Chicago Bears.
I see how you left Green Bay out of this, by the way. Very diplomatic there. Carry on.
That's one type of bet that you can make, essentially a straight up bet. The other one is you have an over and under. So you want to, we'll post a over and under score. So if you think that the Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings will, with their point total, we'll just use a number of 50. If you think that they're going to combined score 50 points or more, you can bet that they're going to score 50 points more. If you don't think they're going to score 50 points, you can also bet that way, more of an over and under. And yes, you're absolutely right. We do have a parlay. A parlay is a more than one singular bet, essentially, and you are predicting different games. So you may.
Oh, goodness.
It's a challenge. A lot of people enjoy that challenge of trying to pick the right winners. So an example, you may want to look at saying, I want to bet on the Chicago and Minnesota Vikings game, and I'm going to pick Chicago to win. And another bet on that parlay may be, I want to bet on the Denver Nuggets and the Sacramento Kings, and I'd like to see the Sacramento Kings from the NBA side. And then your third bet may be on NHL hockey. I want to see the Los Angeles Kings beat the Anaheim Ducks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a more difficult type of bet, but aggregately, the more teams that you put on that parlay, your reward essentially becomes higher if you are able to predict those games.
Well, stepping with the way of betting and these mechanisms of these wagers, why did the Oneida Nation want to add this to casino offerings?
There's a couple of different reasons why we'd want to offer this. First and foremost, we work well with our local business and convention bureau, and one of their goals is to drive tourism. And we have a professional NFL team in the area that we work very well with. We work well with the tourism industry. As Oneida Casino is one of the more popular entertainment areas in Green Bay, one of the main goals is how do we capture more tourism into the Green Bay metropolitan area as a whole? And one of our ideas a few years ago was we really wanted to pursue sports event wagering, just purely because we knew it would drive some individuals from outside of our immediate area. And they would then hopefully visit some of our restaurants, visit our casino, possibly visit the Hall of Fame, maybe do some shopping. So
that's a tourist draw was one of those things.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's kind of the bigger picture of one of the reasons that we're looking at it. Another reason is because we know from a lot of our research is that, and I believe the state of Wisconsin knows that we have a lot of sports fanatics. We have a lot of individuals who love their professional sports, love their collegiate sports in the state of Wisconsin. And what we also know is that we have a lot of individuals who enjoy gambling as their entertainment experience.
And we're going to get to that in a moment. Okay. I'm going to reintroduce you here, Chad Foose, Gaming Chief Financial Officer for the Oneida Casino, as we discuss Wisconsin's entry into legal sports betting. Do you like gambling? Do you frequent Wisconsin casinos? Will you head to Green Bay to make wagers on sports? What do you think of the addition of sports betting? Well, talk about it with you, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. The Oneida Nation announced on July 1st it had agreed to amend its gaming compact with Wisconsin to add sports betting to its casino offerings. It opened its sportsbook operation at the Oneida Main Casino last week. We're talking about it here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We join our neighbors, Iowa, Illinois, Michigan, 29 states in all, with legal live sports wagering. Are you worried that sports betting will cause harm to people with gambling addictions? Have you been to Las Vegas for sports gambling? Why do you think sports betting should be legal here? Join in, 800-642-1234. Chad Foose is Gaming Chief Financial Officer for the Oneida Casino. Stays with us. Chad, I want to talk a little bit about revenue. Sports betting surged in the pandemic. Looking at revenue here, record revenue, $1.5 billion last year, up 69% from the previous year. That's from the American Gaming Association. And I understand you're not going to share any revenue projections with us. However, in the first quarter of this year, sports betting revenues increased 270% from the last year, another record. I would imagine that these numbers cause you pause, give you very high expectations. What can you say to this surge in sports gambling revenue and apply your financial insights to Wisconsin?
The way I would describe the revenue piece of it is each jurisdiction, as you alluded to being states, approximately 28 to 29 states have legalized sports betting currently. Our scenario is just a little bit different of the models that most of these states are following. So most of the states have a app right now where the majority of their betting takes place. We currently do not have an app. And when I talk about an app, it's really where you can do mobile wagering within a confined area. So an example, we would take the state of Michigan. The state of Michigan as a whole has approved to offer sports event wagering statewide. So what that means is anybody who has any of the casino apps throughout the state, they can make a mobile wager bet because it's approved statewide. Now, in the state of Wisconsin, the mobile app that we're going to be rolling out in the future is only going to be dedicated to certain parcels of land that we agreed on with the state of Wisconsin. So all those parcels of land will land within our reservation boundaries, and they'll be at some of our commercial properties, meaning we have five facilities that offer gaming. So we'll offer that mobile app at those five facilities, and then we have some other areas within the reservation that we'll be offering that mobile app at. It won't be reservation-wide, but it'll be regulated to 10 to 11 different parcels within the reservation. So that kind of takes away a little bit of that incentive to use the mobile app for sports event wagering. And
My past recollection, about 85% of bets that are made on a mobile app. So when we look at the revenue, it's very positive throughout the nation as a whole. We don't think we're going to see the same effect. We will see some positivity of when we introduce the app, because we're going to introduce another piece on that app, which is going to be called in-play betting.
So you're saying that once the app is up and running, that will be able, you'll be able to expand more and be able to see more, just more revenue generation, I would imagine, so that more people can be wagering and do it more easily from their phones instead of doing it in person?
Correct. But in the same sentence, we have to also remember that when they're going to make that mobile wagering on that app, it's going to be into a confined space on a reservation where our casinos are. So if you picture, our casino and then part of the parking lot, maybe the parking ramp, maybe the hotel next door, that's really where they'll be able to utilize that mobile app. As they get off that parcel of land and onto the main thoroughways, the highways and stuff like that, they won't have the ability to make that bet anymore. They'll have the ability to use the app, but they won't have the ability to make a bet outside of a certain area. And it's really working with a technology called geofencing that's going to regulate when that app is accessible and when it's not.
We're talking with Chad Foose, who is Gaming Chief Financial Officer for the Oneida Casino. We're learning about its new sports betting operation. You can join in, 800-642-1234. Todd is joining us from Green Bay. Hi, Todd. What are your thoughts?
Hey, good morning. No, I just wanted to make a quick comment. I live in Green Bay. I've been looking forward to the sportsbook opening up at Oneida ever since I heard it back in summer. I've been there a couple times already, and I'm just really excited. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of harm in it. There's tons of ways to bet on sports today, right? With all the legal prop betting, there's that fine odd line between what's sports betting and what and what's not illegal gambling online, right? So there's things like FanDuel and DraftKings, and I honestly don't see the harm in it. I, as a younger man, you know, if you Google out on the internet, you can find ways to bet on sports that, you know, I feel like it's stuff that's maybe not as legal or a little bit on the shady side. So if you Google, you can find ways to spend your money, and then there's shady practices. So people who are looking for it can find it in areas that are kind of shady. It's nice having a legal operation local that I can make sports bets on, and it's a little bit more exciting that way. So I'm excited for it.
How were those experiences for you the two times you've visited?
They were great. They were great. The kiosks at the main location there, everyone was super friendly, and a bunch of TVs set up. So it was exciting. It's a nice setup they have, and it's been a good experience.
Todd, thanks for the call. Chad, I want to toss this back to you, because we are seeing the legalization, especially after the Supreme Court ruling in 2018 in states beyond Nevada. And, you know, we just heard there Todd bringing up FanDuel and DraftKings, which is everywhere. Do you think there are enough protections in place for problem gambling and for illicit activities like illegal gambling or money laundering?
Let me cover a couple of those topics. First of all, Todd, thank you for sharing your experience. We really appreciate that. And before I go into some of your questions, Kate, I just want to let everybody know the experience that Todd had in the next 2 months, we'll be enhancing that experience, as the sports bet booking facility on site is a temporary one, and we are moving into our closed down sports bar and remodeling that hall to be more of a Las Vegas experience sports book, I think. And then when we come to the legal and illegal side of sports bet booking events.
The guardrails, so to speak. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we'd be naive to think that there's not an illegal market out there. Unfortunately, we don't know how large that illegal market is. But what our goal is to offer something that the customers trust is being done correctly. And when I say trust being done correctly, we want to uphold the most integrity of the sports event wagering. And at the end of the day, we have five oversight bodies that really review what we're doing. And we're one of the most heavily regulated industries in the state of Wisconsin as well as the United States. Those five oversight bodies are the National Indian Gaming Commission, our own internal gaming commission, our external financial auditors, the state of Wisconsin, as well as the IRS, who audits us for Title 31, which is cash transactions and anti-money laundering programs.
Chad Foose, Gaming Chief Financial Officer for the Oneida Casino. For disclosure, the Oneida Nation is a business sponsor of Wisconsin Public Radio. Just ahead, you have a line to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin as we drill down on a number of issues facing Wisconsin, including infrastructure funding, where she sees that money going. What do you want to ask Senator Baldwin? 800-642-1234. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.